Yeah, I think this is what they were playing at Wrigley Field in the 90s. I was watching the Marquee channel last night, figured I'd go to bed early because of the snow, and falling asleep to a game. I think it was 1997, I want to say. Cubs and Padres, they were winning in the third inning, 13-3. I hope they won that game. Doug Glanville flied out deep to left before I fell asleep, and Doug's with us this morning. How you doing, Doug?
All right. I teleported in your mind.
Yeah, you batted, let's see, was it Glanville, then Sosa, then Grace in those days in the batting order?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was crazy that I hit. I mean, there was a, you know, came up and there was Sandberg around. And so kind of surreal for me looking back because I admired those players growing up. And I got a chance to come to spring training 3 years before that when I was trying to, you know, make my way up. So
yeah,
good memories, good memories.
Well, and before we talk about what you're doing now on Marquee, what kind of teammates were those guys? A lot of people especially curious about Sosa and what went on in the clubhouse. My experience with him, we'd go out and do an interview, and we'd want to do something offbeat, and he was great. He loved playing along, but how different was he in the clubhouse with his teammates?
I got along well with Sammy. He was fun. I think when you watched him play and work out and train, he always enjoyed the game. He just showed it. So when you think of him running along the fence and the warning track to pump people up, that was kind of how he was. Over time, I mean, he got more settled. He had more kind of handlers and people around to take care of stuff. Sometimes, you know, whatever, flying on his own jet or whatever. He was, you know, definitely became more independent in that way. But I always found him to be a lot of fun. He was very particular. You know, he had to hit at 9:30 with this particular hitting coach right at this time. He had a lot of rituals, kind of in the OCD kind of flavor. He was very detailed, and you know, I thought he put in, you know, a lot of work. But I know it ended badly, and it's still a source of contention. You know, I always hope that people can figure it out and find a way to move forward together. You know, he was an important part of the Cubs' history, but I definitely understand a lot of the frustration with how things ended.
Hey, Doug, good morning. Nice talk to you. But as you look at this team on the eve of spring training here, is there maybe a player, an individual, or even a group that you would look at and say, okay, these guys are going to be the key to whether this team can be successful in the 2021 season?
The Cubs still have the same, you know, core players that they're looking to. You still wonder about how Chris Bryant can bounce back. You still look at Wilson Contreras. You still look at Javi Baez. I mean, these are guys that are, you know, stirring the drink, so to speak. And, you know, Kyle Schwarber's departure is a loss because, you know, he did so much for Cubs history. But Jock Peterson is a guy that has a similar kind of approach, maybe a little bit more athletic in the outfield side. And so you have a younger group that we'll have to step it up, whether it's an Ian Happ or a Nico Horner. You know, you need those guys to figure it out quickly so that you can not really lose a year because you're kind of resetting around a next wave of young talent. But, you know, I always look at Baez. I mean, these guys had really tough years, Baez and Bryant. So if they just get back to three-quarters of where they were at their best, I mean, that's a force to be reckoned with.
Here's my question for Doug Glanville. Doug, I sometimes still play the outfield in 16-inch softball. You had a streak at one point, 293 games without an error. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. How can I avoid dropping that 16-inch clincher?
Do you have any stats? How many errors you have on the season there?
Too many to keep track of.
Yeah.
That's
quite
a streak you had.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I trained under Jimmy Pearsall, and may he rest in peace, and he was tough, but I learned a ton from him, and when all was said and done, we got along really well, and, you know, I credit a lot of my discipline to go with sort of natural skills or things that I kind of already came to the table with for why I was able to do such a streak. The attention to detail and the mechanics of getting in the right position, not taking it for granted, as to the balls going through the hitting zone to already be in motion or anticipate where the ball is going to be. I mean, he talked a lot about the game in between pitches, and that's something that is so different now because of analytics. They'll like literally place you where you're supposed to be. And I had to kind of do a lot more with reads. And it's it taught me a lot about just making adjustments pitch by pitch. So that was the key, and just paying, you know, real attention to every pitch, which doesn't always happen because there's, you know, there's a lot of downtime. It sees from the stands, it looks like there's a lot of downtime, and there really isn't for an outfielder.
So much more to this game than most people realize. Doug Glanville's show on Marquee Sports Network tonight at 8:30, Class in Session with Doug Glanville. So I guess, Doug, this is all about you talking to different athletes about the mental aspects of performance. Is that it?
Well, there's aspects of that, but so much of it is just about the intersection between sport and society. And I teach a course at University of Connecticut about, it's literally called Sport and Society, and I've looked at, you know, social impact of sports on and off the field. And I've always been fascinated about that, of how sports has led to change, and it also just how sports weaves into our culture. And so, you know, the first episode, we had Dusty Baker and Herm Edwards on. We discussed, you know, diversity and leadership. We're diving into legacy on this particular episode. So we cover tons of topics, and there are mostly athletes, current, retired, former, or coaches. But I'm also have a little fun academic approach where we do some research and we do an essay set to video, and we try to have elements that really showcase that sports can mean so much. I mean, I've always pushed the idea in that sports are something in our society that's much bigger than what happens on the field or on the scoreboard. I've looked to sports so many times about coming together as one, as a team, as it always demonstrates. That is your goal when you go to spring training, right? I met these guys, Sammy Sosa, Mark Grace, Sandberg. They're from all over the world. Yeah, we had to figure out how to work together and those different backgrounds. That's a great example. And just the fact that sports have rules that we all respect because that's the game we love, that sense of equity is also a great example for our larger society. So I want to understand that more and share the stories of these great athletes, great people, interesting through the games that we love.
It's on Marquee tonight at 8:30. How often are you going to be doing new episodes, Doug? Is this going to be a weekly thing?
We're starting off at once a month right now, and who knows where it may go. It's gone well. Fortunately, just being in the game as a player, covering the game for so many years and then teaching courses on it, I've been able to get a nice diverse group of guests. So, you know, we're touching on different sports, you know, track and field, whatever it may be, but just getting out that common issue. So hopefully we'll, you know, be able to continue to expand on it. But so far the Marquee team has been fantastic. I mean, the production, the direction, everything has come together. They've put their A game on it, and I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to be a host in this.
Well, they're lucky to have you, Doug Glanville. You've got a great reputation as an athlete, and with your abilities as a writer and broadcaster, you got a winner on Marquee. It's called Class in Session with Doug Glanville. Great talking to you, Doug.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and work on that defense.
Yeah, don't remind me.